Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for joining me in Qalam in partnership with Helping Hand, who do relief and development around the world. They do an amazing job, mashallah, bringing relief and development to various parts around the world. And we are partnering up with them to bring you this series called Characteristics of the Quran. Now, Characteristics of the Quran is a series where every day throughout the month of Ramadan, we are going through different selected verses from the Quran, which highlight different aspects of our character and our inner selves that we need to work on and better. And how does this verse connect to ourselves and how we interact with people? Today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be looking at a verse with you, a verse from Surah Jathia, verse number 14. And 15, which you can see on the screen right now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل الذين آمنوا يغفروا للذين لا يرجون أيام الله ليجزي قوما بما كانوا يكسبون. Ramadan, brothers and sisters, is a very special time because in this month of Ramadan, we have an opportunity to witness the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that we normally don't see them. Ramadan is a month which we witness the karam or generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet himself would say a lot in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuwun kareem tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, indeed you are the forgiver, and you are the generous one, so have mercy upon me. So we witness the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We witness the afu or the pardoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overlooking our shortcomings. We witness the rahmah. This is a month of rahmah. We witness the attribute of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the list goes on. Every day we're reciting the Quran and we're reading verses that remind us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But there's a question. The question is that after knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, after knowing these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does knowing this change who we are? How does knowing this make me become a better member of my society? How does knowing this make me become a better member of my family? And how does knowing this make me become a better Muslim? There's a well-known saying, which is, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, which means, adorn yourself with the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. The meaning is that when you become people of Allah, then you become the people who embody and show the qualities, the beautiful qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has. And so when we look at the essence of Ramadan and we look at the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are most intrinsic, you can say, to the meaning of Ramadan, without a shadow of a doubt, it's the mercy of Allah and it's the afu, the overlooking of wrongs that we do. And so what we learn from this is that as we keep supplicating for Allah's mercy, as we keep supplicating for Allah to overlook our shortcomings, we realize that, wait, am I overlooking the shortcomings of others? Or am I always demanding my rights? Because if Allah demands His rights upon us, well, we know where we stand. We don't want justice when it comes to our relationship with Allah, because if He gave us what we deserved, well, that would be difficult for us, to say the least. But rather, we ask for His mercy. We ask for Him to overlook our shortcomings and overlook the things that weren't the way they were supposed to, where we did not fulfill His rights. So brothers and sisters, look at it this way. When we are wronged, na'udhu billah, we don't want wrong to happen to us on the hands of other people, but it's life, so it happens. When we are wronged, there's a great opportunity in that. It is an opportunity for us to witness higher goods of human being and human existence. By higher goods, I mean there are certain goods and certain good things that you can acquire within yourself that you can only acquire through difficulties and lesser evils. And what I want to talk about today is a word which is samaha in the Arabic language. The word samaha is a broad word. It has a ton of meanings, and to kind of wrap it up into one meaning was difficult for me. But if you open the dictionary Hanswear, one of the things you'll see in tasamuh or under samaha, tasamuh, it means to not be over particular. And when I read this, this really struck out to me, because when it comes to my salat al-tarawih, when it comes to my reading of Quran and the level of excellence, I'm hoping that Allah is not over particular with me, because it's not all that great. So similarly, as we interact with other people, are we people that are over particular? Gotta be this way. It has to be this way. That's the only way. No, this food is a little bit too salty. I'm not eating this food for iftar. This isn't what I want. Why can't we ever have good meals? It's Ramadan. Astaghfirullah. That should not be our mentality, but the opposite. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he specifically connected this concept of samhan and tasamih in our mu'amalat, or our interactions with one another. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, rahimallahu rajulan, may Allah have mercy upon the person who is samhan, is tolerant, is forgiving. إِذَا بَعَ وَإِذَا اشْتَرَ وَإِذَا اقْتَضَ. When they buy, they're not over particular. When they sell, they're not over particular. And when they ask for their money back, they're not over particular. Now, what does this mean to be not over particular? Well, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, someone had loaned him a camel that was a certain age. And of course, the age is very important when it comes to these type of animals. So he came back and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pay him back. And it was before the time and it was rushed and the Prophet didn't have it. So he asked someone to go look, see what camels that we have. And they found a camel that wasn't the exact age. And the narration in Bukhari, he says that he gave one that was older, which meant it was worth more. The man was happy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna khiyarukum ahsanukum qadaan." No, the best of you are the ones who, when you pay back very well. So he gave even more. He wasn't particular. See, if he was over particular, he could have said, "Hey, Abdullah, I owe you 6-month camel. This is a year, so you're going to have to wait. I'm not going to give you this better camel because then I'm losing out." When it comes to buying and selling, the Prophet ﷺ was specifically. And so I want to make a personalized message here. During this unprecedented corona pandemic, we have witnessed an economic shift unlike any other we've witnessed, and it's been very troubling for the entire world. If you are a landlord, if there are people that owe you, this is the most opportune time for you to act upon these prophetic guidelines, this prophetic understanding of samaha, And so to samaha, when it comes to people owing you, means someone comes and they say that I don't quite have it. And you go, okay, cool. I'll give you a few more days. How much time do you need? Don't worry about it. I understand. So this is the concept of samaha within the mu'amalat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the buying and selling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, don't be over particular. Don't be over particular. And so now let's look at the consequence of samaha. In another narration narrated by Imam Ahmed in his Musnad, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ismah yusmahu lakum, that overlook other people's, same word, samaha, overlook other people's shortcomings, overlook other people becoming negligent of their rights to you. Ismah, samihum, as they say in Arabic, overlook them. Why? What do I get? Yusmahu lakum. You yourself, your shortcomings will be overlooked. And so this is the key I kind of want us to think about as we talk about this attribute, which is when people fall short of rights that they owe you, you immediately should remind yourself of your negligence to Allah. Because that makes that person more human to you. That makes more that person more like you. Hence, you can build empathy for them. And the whole basis of any altruistic quality is empathy. That's the basis. But the moment you have one way with other people and another way with you, now there's excuses for every time you fall negligent, but there's no excuse when that person is negligent. No, the same way I want you to reflect on your shortcomings, the moment, brothers and sisters, you realize that they have fallen short of the rights that they owe to you. Now, let's take a look, brothers and sisters, at this beautiful verse of Surah Jathia. Surah Jathia is one of my favorite surahs. Very powerful Makki surah. Very powerful Makki surah. Of course, some verses may have asbab al-nuzul or causes of revelation that could have been resulted or linked to Medina. But generally speaking, the whole surah is a Makki surah, meaning it was revealed, generally speaking, the majority of it in Mecca. Of the particular verse that we're reading, let's translate it first, and then let's look into what it means. Qul, say. Whenever Allah says in the Quran, say, it's an order to the Prophet to say this to your community. Qul lilladhina amanu. Say to those who believe, yaghfiru, that they should forgive, lilladina, those people, la yarjuna liqa ayyam Allah, those who do not look forward to meeting Allah, liyajaziya, so that he may recompense a people for what they earned. In order to truly get the feeling of this verse, I want to give you a background that Imam Razi shares of when this verse was revealed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a group of Sahaba, a big group, were traveling, and they stopped at a well, near a well called Muraysir. And when they stopped at this place for water, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, who, if you don't know, is the head of all of the munafiqeen or hypocrites of Medina. What this means is that there was a large group of people in Medina who became Muslim just because everyone around us is Muslim, but they really don't think Islam is correct. They really don't think this is going to stay around, and they're just doing it for political reasons. And in fact, they pretty much hate Islam. They pretty much want it to go away, but they're stuck in the environment of it. So they just go with the flow, so to speak. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulud is the leader of them. He's the head. And one of the reasons he's the head is because before the Prophet came to Medina, he had aspirations of becoming the leader of Medina, which changed when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina. So they stop at this place for water. And Abdullah sends one of his servants to go get some water from a well. When they go to get the water from the well, the servant takes a very long time getting back to Abdullah bin Ubay. And he asks him when he finally gets back, "What took you so long?" He said, "Well, when I got there, the servant of Umar was there and he blocked off the well so no one could take water until he filled up the water of the Prophet ﷺ and the water of Abu Bakr. So no one could take water until the Prophet's water was filled and no one could take water until Abu Bakr's water was filled." When Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulu heard this, he was irate. He was furious. And he said some words that are very hard to even repeat. He said, "The example of these people who have come to Medina," he's talking about the Prophet himself and the Muslims. He says, "The example of these people is like someone feeding their dog until their dog bites them." Now we hear this and we cringe. Oh my goodness, who are you talking about? Are you talking about the Prophet that way? And you claim to be a Muslim? You're talking about the Prophet with those words? Alayhi salatu wasalam. So Umar bin Khattab, word spreads, obviously. Umar bin Khattab, he's furious. The narration says he takes out his sword and he's walking over. And these verses are revealed. "Qul, O Muhammad, say to those who believe, Umar, yaghfiru lilladina, forgive, overlook, pardon, overlook, yaghfiru, overlook the wrongs done by those who don't look forward to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ayyam Allah, the days of Allah," meaning Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Now, this is very interesting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rhetoric of the Quran is amazing because there's so many messages in such small, there's such pithy statements. There's so much meaning and such. So when you look at the words, la yarjuna ayyam Allah, they don't look forward to the days of Allah. There is an ishara, an indication to two things. One thing is, what is the reason why this person does such treacherous things, such evil actions? Well, the reason is clear, because they don't look forward to Qiyamah. They're not thinking about Qiyamah. They're thinking about the here and now. But there's another indication in those words. And this is why we say, the Ibn Abbas used to say, I believe it's Ibn Abbas, la tanqadi ajaiba. Like the beauties of the Quran never end. La yarjuna ayyam Allah can also be an indication back to Umar bin Khattab that, look, you believe in the day of judgment. So forgive these people because you have a day of judgment coming too. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَجَزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Again, the beauty of the Quran is how you hear it and it can go multiple ways. So that Allah may reward qawman, a group of people. The scholars, Imam Razi explains, this can go in two directions. What two directions? Well, it can be indicating to the Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul himself, the one who treacherously said these evil words, forgive these people so that Allah can reward him. Leave him so that Allah can reward him. Now, this is very powerful because it's telling us that, you know what? I'm going to overlook the wrong because this is dunya and I have to stand before Allah. And you know what? There are many wrongs in the world that I can't correct. There are many wrongs in the world that I cannot correct. And regarding those wrongs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward or reward for those actions. Reward meaning good reward or a bad reward, either way. But there's another indication in the verse. There's another indication, which is the word qawman that I have here highlighted is referring to Umar and the people who forgive. That so that Allah may reward Umar and people like him who overlook the wrongs of other people for the good that they do. So again, when you hear the verse and now you've got this background context, you know, this is why the Sahaba would stand and recite one verse, because their mind is going in 1,000 directions every time they read that verse. I find many of us, we get too nailed down in a tafsir. Many of us, we read one tafsir and that's the tafsir for the rest of our life. That's all that verse ever means. It doesn't mean anything else. Well, if that's how you do your relationship with Quran, I'm sorry, that's a very dry relationship. The relationship you should have with the Quran is every time you open it, there's a new meaning to find. If you think you know everything, you can't learn something new. If you open this verse and you're like, I know what it means, well, guess what? You won't learn anything else. But the moment you open yourself up and you're like, wait, maybe there's something new I've missed for the last 40 years of recitation. Maybe there's something that every mufassir has missed that Allah will open my heart to. If you open your heart that way when you read Quran, لا تنقضي أجائبه. But if you close it, come to the Quran very, very, very like, you know, stiff back. Oh, this is what it means. That's it. Doesn't mean anything else. That's it. No, come on. The Quran has many meanings. Open yourself up. Allow yourself to swim in the meanings of the Quran. It's very beautiful. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here to develop within ourselves this quality of overlooking the wrongs that people have done. And brothers and sisters, it's very powerful, because when we look at the life of the Prophet, it was embodied. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. This was embodied. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm going to leave you with this one last example because time is running out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, well-known example, but I need you to put it in the context of tasamuh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is riding on his camel. A Bedouin comes up to him. He yanks at his cloth. It leaves a mark on his neck. I'm paraphrasing for the sake of time. It's a well-known story of the seerah. He pulls his cloak very hard. A mark is left on his neck. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turns back to him and he smiles and, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? May Allah give us the ability in this month of Ramadan to witness the beautiful names and attributes of Allah. May Allah give us the ability to learn the Asma'ul Husna, learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then thereafter give us the ability to adorn ourselves with these qualities, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining Qalam. Qalam needs your support. Support Qalam. Check us out. Look for there's a link for support Qalam. Please support Qalam in the work that we do, so that we can continue to do this work for you, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, normally the nonprofit organizations of our Muslim community would be in all of our masajid. In every Jummah and every other day after Taraweeh, they would be fundraising and we would be giving, and subhanallah, our community would be sustained. Guess what? We're not in the masajid. Who knows what's coming in the next few weeks, but we're not there now. And many nonprofits have taken a hit. It's our responsibility to go out of our way to support those organizations, brothers and sisters, that need our help, that bring goods and services and spiritual upliftment and relief and development to our community and the world around us. May Allah bless you. May Allah make this an accepted Ramadan. Remember, take one day at a time. And here at Qalam, we're bringing you classes every day to help you take it one day at a time. May Allah bless you. May Allah accept all that you do. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.